Okay, so Gemara says, "Imtim zalaymar takfa kohen takfa hecha b'faneinu motzim osam yado." If you say the din is motzim osam yado, higdisha ena mikudesh. So higdisha for sure doesn't work. Rashi says, "Higdisha." Hekdisha below takfa, ainam mikudeshes. Below all them, hekdisha mitakfa. So hekdisha is no better than takfa. Now, here already, what is that supposed to mean? Because takfa is only, even the tzad that it's good, is only good because of shtika. Shtika gauda. So, Imtim said, "Amar takva echav apneinu motzim osam yado, hikdisha ena mikudeshes." Pashiv shat means, even though there's a shtika kelda, and shasak rakaksava. That's how Taisus, I think, learns. Rashi Pashis did not learn that way, but okay. But that's what Taisus is learning. That's probably the pashiv shat in the Gemara, that there has to be. If the Gemara is comparing Hekdisha to Tarkaf, and Tarkaf only, the last Gemara, the only Havamina that Tarkaf would work was because of Shasach Rakakak Sabach. So you have to say that this whole Gemara here is also dealing with Shasach Rakak Sabach. So Ibn Silaymar. Talk for Echad b'faneinu. Let's read it like Taisus first, and then we'll go back to Rashi. Imtim silaymar talk for Echad b'faneinu motzim osam yado, which means that we don't assume that the shtika is alda. So hikdisha ena mikudeshes, because also there's no alda. Imtim silaymar talk for Echad b'faneinu emotzim osam yado. If you're going to say emotzim, because Shazak Rakakak Savach is a Hoda, Higdisha ben al Takva Mahu. Maybe that's also with that. Is that also a Hoda? Mo, Kivin Amar Mar, but also the Kibbalah, but also the Hedjitami, commanded Takva Gami, and therefore it demands a response. And if you didn't respond, it's a Shtika Gelda. Al Dilma, Hashami al Takva. So the Parshat Pshat, the Tavis doesn't learn it this way, this strange Taisus, is that this is not Hekdish. And if it's not Hekdish, it doesn't demand the whole, it doesn't, there's no need to be the Shtika Golda because you weren't Makdish, because your Hekdish is not Rishuso. So it's not a Hekdish. Okay. Anyway, that's the...
Does that mean, is that explaining why he wasn't Savach in that case?
Yeah, in other words, he wasn't Savach because why do I have to be Savach for? You didn't do a Hekdish because the Hekdish is only if it's a valid Hekdish, but it's not a Hekdish. It wasn't a Maisa Hekdish. You can't do Hekdish, it's not Bereshu, so that would be Pashup Shat. Again,
why is that any different than saying I didn't shout out because it was in front of Bezdin? I figured I didn't have to.
No, there you can't deny there was a Maisa Tukif. The guy grabbed it, except that you're relying on Bezdin to save you. So that's already a debatable Svara. But here, why do I have to scream? Nothing happened. He didn't take it. He didn't take it physically. And am I, you say, take it because. Hekdish is like Tokif, but there wasn't a vow in Maisa Hekdish. So it's not, there was no Lumdish Atkifa. So there's nothing that motivates me to scream. By Tokif, there is something that motivates you to scream. The guy took your thing. That is, you rely on Bezdin or not. Maybe with a human nature, rely on Bezdin. But here, there's nothing to motivate you to scream. Why should you scream?
We're assuming the Bali didn't know the lumbus of the rest of the world.
Yes, that's what we assume. Okay. Anyway, but that would be the simple pshat of Gemara. That if you look at Taisus, the Taisus Hekdisha, but I'll talk for Mo, Umari Nami Kigal Shazak Bishaw Shahigdish. Buddha Saiv Kishishoa gets brought up Sava. So Saiv is basically which very logically, because in order to explain the Hemshech of the Gemara, Taisa says that the case is also Shazak Paragat Sava. The problem, which I don't think we can do our Rego Achas, but is that if the Gemara continues on Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara equates this to cases where there's definitely for sure no tzavach. There's no tzavach and there's no shtika, because the Gemara discusses sveikas, a tzavach b'chor, whether there's an iser gizav avayda, which is nothing to do with shtika galda. There's no guy doesn't know anything, and the guy doesn't, you know, and grabbed it bashes, and there's no. So that's the whole problem. There's a giant problem here. So, but okay, Tosis somehow deals with it. But the question, let's try and see in Rashi what Rashi's doing. Rashi does not say at Tosis that the case here is Shosak Rakak Sava. Now, maybe Rashi agrees, maybe he disagrees, but he definitely does not say it. Tosis goes out of his way to say that the Gemara is talking about that you were Hig Makdish, and then there was Shasak Rakak Sava. And therefore, it's Mamish equivalent to the Gemara before. Okay, Rashi doesn't say that, but let's see Rashi. The empty Silaimar, the Shiela Seinu, Lifshal, you're going to be pushing our previous Shaila. I do not know why Rashi adds the word yachleiku. I don't know. Because in the Gemara before, in other words, I don't know. It sounds just like an extra word. We know whatever Pshat in the Gemara before. In other words, if you didn't understand Pshat in the Gemara stuff like before, so then Rashi should have said Yachleiku before. In other words, Rashi with the word Yachleiku is explaining what Motsim Oso Miado means. Motsim Oso Miado. In other words, means Yachleik. Maybe the Gemara before didn't use that lashon of Motsim El Samiyad. No, maybe that's why that's shot. Maybe that's shot. So I take it back. In other words, maybe Rashi is bothered by a problem. The Gemara before never used the lashon of Motsim El Samiyad. The Gemara just said talk for echav afaneinu mohu. So mohu means the tzad was that the tkipa doesn't help. But if the tkipa doesn't help, we would leave it as yachleiku. So Rashi's bothered by the lashon here, when they're saying over the tzad that the tkipa doesn't help, how can they say motziyim osam yado, which implies that you push up shot is you take the whole talus away from it. That's not true. Why should he lose the whole talus? He only loses the half that he grabbed. The half that he didn't grab, he didn't, doesn't lose. So I think Rashi's probably bothered by the lashon motziyim osam miyado. The Gemara never used that lashon before, I don't think. The Gemara just said that the tfisa doesn't help. The Gemara never said that motziyim osam miyado. Okay, so that makes sense. That makes nice sense in Rashi. No, you think that's a nice shot in Rashi. I don't know any great alumnus, but it's a nice shot in Rashi. In other words, Rashi adds the word yachleiku, which is a chayra extra, because all you have to say is whatever pshat in before was. Imtim said, I remember that we, whatever that the pshat in the side of the suffix was, that the tfisa doesn't help. But Rashi was bothered by the words that motziyim osam yado. That language is misleading, because Motsim Osam Yado has a connotation that we take the whole thing away from him. maybe because he's a, we punish him, or because he looks like a dishonest person, so we take the whole thing away from him. So Rashi's saying that no, even though Motzim Samayado, that's only Motzim the part that he grabbed. But the part that he was supposed to get without grabbing, we're not being Motzim.
One second, isn't this the case of Hekdesha?
We're talking about Hekdesha, right? But Rashi uses
so if it's Hekdesha, it's not his anyway. That whatever he goes to Hekdesh.
Okay, but we're going on Ibn Selama. Rashi says the words of Tukna Fahim Osiyayada was not by the case of Hekdesha. The Gemara's lashon is Ibn Selama Tukva Akav Faneinu Motsim Osamiyado. That's going on not Hekdesh. So then Hekdesha and Mikudesha. So Rashi explaining Pshat in before as Achleiko. That's good for why I was bothered at first. That's an extra word because Rashi is explaining this line is explaining what the Gemara meant before. So why does Rashi have to explain it now? Rashi should have explained it before. If there was an unclarity in lack of clarity in what Pshat Amada Amar Motsim Oso Miyado, and there was some Havamina that it doesn't mean Yachloiko, the Rashi should have said it before. So the
should
answer
be saying this is the first time it's mentioning Motsim Oso Miyado.
Right. In other words, the phrase Motsim Oso Miyado we never had before. So the phrase Motsim Oso Miyado is misleading. Motsim Oso Miyado is mashma that the whole thing we take away from him. It's mashma that because he's a bum and whatever, and that he was Megana, we you know, the reason why we do Yachloiko. Can we assume that they're both honest and okay? But once we see one of them's a bum, he's a ganav, he stole half the dollars from the other guy. So maybe there's some havamina that we either to punish him or we no longer say yachleiku. I think the other guy's probably the honest guy. So
maybe the whole side is only because we didn't say yachleiku yet. I mean, yeah. If we said yachleiku, and the guy grabs it out, then there's no Shiloh. Rashi's trying to say that it's only the only reason why we have it because we see them both in the whole talus. I was, I think, Rebbe's original Chakira from Ochan or something. How do we see them both in the whole talus or half the talus? So if you say you see them both in the whole talus and he did this, that's the only reason why we say this then. But if we see both in the talus, it's different.
You're saying different than me. You're saying Rashi adds the word Yachloiku because Rashi wants to tell us the time sequence.
Right, there has to be that. If they said v'yachloiku and then he grabs it out, that'd be a different din, Efshar.
Yeah, but that should have been said earlier. That has nothing to do now with the question of Rav Zera's question.
Sure it does, because now you want to get to Hekdesha. The only reason why Hekdesha, we would say, Metzianus and Miyada, is because you see them both holding on to the whole talus. But once you see a split in the talus, then it might be a different din.
Yeah, but I don't think that, because if Rashi wasn't clear and what the case before was, why did he explain before?
Rashi was very clear. Rashi just trying to say that the whole Shiloh, the Gabi Hegdish, wouldn't take place.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I hear, but I don't know. okay, it would be interesting. Okay, I hear. Okay, just to go back, I don't know. Maybe. I can't say you're wrong. I don't know. It's all guesswork why Rashi said it. But what would really be the best thing to do to figure out why Rashi said it, if you can actually find some Rishon who disagreed, right? Either like me or like you. In other words, if Rashi is coming lafuke someone and there's actually some shita that actually holds that way, then it would be very nice that Rashi had to be lafuke from some opinion. But okay, I don't have the bikias to find the bikias. Okay, so let's go further. Hekdesha b'lo takfa. Hekdesha b'lo takfa. Where is this going on? This is Imtim Silaimar. Talk for Akaba Fanenu. Amos Emo Samiado. So Adam Agdesha Mitakva. Now the truth is it's a little daichik in the reading of the Gemara, because the Gemara says, just reading the Gemara, if them Salamar Takfa Vaina Matsima Samyado, Hekdisha Aina Mikudasha. It doesn't say Hekdisha Vidal Takfa. So Rashi is sticking that in. If them Salamar Takfa Vaino Aimatsima Samyado, Hekdisha Vidal Takfa Bo.
So, well, because if he's tokif it, then whether what he does with it afterwards is irrelevant, and it's the same halacha as before. The point here is a kedisha, he can do a virtual tekifa without grabbing it.
I understand, but I'm just pointing out that Rashi reading in the Gemara is a little daichik in the reading, assuming he had the same gersa we have. The fact that the Gemara in the second stage has the words Ikdisha Bidal Takva. So why the Gemara should have said in the first step, Ikdisha Bidal Takva? The mashmos of the Gemara is mashma. If you read the Gemara Kipshuto, not like Rashi, the mashmos of the Gemara is mashma. I'm sorry, so Hekdisha ain't a mikudasha. It's bane if it's Hekdisha with the takva, bane if it's Hekdisha without the takva, because the takva don't do nothing and the Hekdisha don't do nothing. Right? That sounds very logical. If you hold takva and Zeno Matsima Samyado, so he can be takva and Hekdisha, it wouldn't be anything because they're both two dead horses. Two dead horses don't join forces. So then you have to say it's Ikdisha but al Takfa, because if it be Ikdisha with Takfa, if it be Takfa, then the Takfa itself helps. So Rashi, Pashup Shan in the Gemara is not like Rashi, right? That the reading from the language and in Svara, right? The language of the Gemara. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say Hekdisha b'dal Takva in the first step is mashma, that's what Hekdisha with Takva. And it's very logical. If it's what does Takva help? If we pass him Otsim al Somiyado, so the Takva is meaningless and Hekdisha is meaningless. So why does Rashi have to say Hekdisha b'dal Takva?
Rabbi, is that an accurate statement that the takfa is meaningless, or is that the takfa we just don't give credence to because it was Begaz Lanusa?
Sof,
the first person is no longer in possession of the talis. So if the second person goes ahead and is makdish it after he was takfa, so then sof, if you're no longer in a muksik on the talis, the person dispossessed you from the talis, then theoretically we wouldn't let that person who grabbed surrender it back to the first person and not give it to Hekdish.
I don't know. It's a big chiddush. But before we hear the big chiddush, I just want people to appreciate the diyuk, right? Do the fellows hear the diyuk? In other words, there are two cases in the Gemara. There's the case of the Gemara of Imtim Salamar Takva Kafeinu Motziim. And there's a case of Imtim Silam or A Motziim. In the case of Motziim, the Gemara just says Takfa. In the case of the Hekdisha, in the case of A Motziim, the Gemara says Hekdisha below Takfa. So Rashi goes ahead and he adds the words below Takfa in the Reisha, which is not in the Mashmalos of the Gemara. And logically, again, Shamir is arguing, okay, I mean, maybe he's right because you have to say something, but logically, it's pashtus. There's no reason to say like Rashi, because since the takva it doesn't help us, we're on the tzad of Motziim, so the takva is almost like worthless. So it's if you say the Hekdisha is worthless, so the Hekdisha could be with or without the takva. Who cares?
And the same part, what's the chiddush in the sefer part? There's no chiddush in the sefer part.
The Gemara is making a statement. We're not saying a chiddush. We're saying im timse laimar. Im timse laimar tagrafeinu motzim asamiyada.
That's only where the shaila is. That's the only part where the shaila
is. No, there is no shaila. So the Gemara says there's no shaila by Ekdisha. So I'm saying, Pashup Shat, that no shaila would be no matter when you're talking, when you're Makdish, with the talkif, without the talkif, it's not relevant. And that's why the Gemara didn't say. There's Rashi definitely has to speak out below Tukva, because the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says Ekdisha. The language of the Gemara is very, very strongly mashma, not like Rashi. Because in
why can't Rashi just be comparing apples to apples? He's comparing the two cases. Before we're going to say, talk about Kedisha below Tukva. So here, Kedisha below Tukva, there's no Shaila. Obviously, Kedisha with Tukva after Tukva is not going to help.
There's no reason. That's also apples and apples. If it's Meish Bechlam Wasayamana, that's also apples with apples. If you learn the first case is Ekdisha, Bane with Tukva, Bane without Tukva, makes no difference. So you're also comparing apples to apples. I'm saying the simple case of, if you're saying it doesn't work. It doesn't work even with Tukva. That surely doesn't work without Tukva. So it's a valid comparison. The second case might work without Tukva. This case doesn't work no matter what you do. Let me look at Rabbeinu Chananu for a second, because Rabbeinu Chananu has a different gears or a different shot here. But I think I know why Rashi sticks it in, because Pashut reading of the Gemara is not like that. The question is, why is it true? So Shamir wants to say it's far. Okay, but let's see the Rabbeinu Chananu.
What's Shamir's Svara? I didn't hear Shamir's Svara.
I don't know. I don't. Well, that's really Rabbeinu Chananu. Let me read it. I'll let Shamir defend his Svara. Let him defend. He's capable of defending himself. Im Timse Laimar. Tokva Ech. I'm reading the Rabbeinu Chananu. Now we don't have that case in our Gemara. Hikdisha b'nal takva mohu. Right. In other words, Rabbeinu Chananu has a third case. Again, let me read it again. We only have two cases. He has three cases. Im Timson are talking of an Enum of Simo Samiado, Hekdisha Enum of Kudashis. Im Timson are Emo Simo Samiado, then Hekdisha Mikudashis. That's Hekdisha Mikudashis when? Talk for a low talk for.
They're both tukva because the Gemara and the Girsa the Rabbeinu Chananu only specifies tukva in the Iboy.
Right, but not just that, because you're right. But I'm saying even besides the Dik and the Loshen, it asks me. In other words, the Gemara is in a boy, Ekdisha v'lo tukva. How does he say before? So that means with tukva.
Right.
That's why there's no a boy. So if the case number, there are three cases of Rabbeinu Chananu. He's saying, if them say Laimar, talk for famous CM, so then Hekdisha Mekudeshes. If them say Laimar, CM, so then he breaks it up. What happens if you did the Hekdish with the Tukva? Then it definitely works. What happens if you did the Hekdish without Tukva? Then it's in a boy. So Rabbeinu Chananu has that the Gemara on the second side of the Imtim Salaimar discusses bane whether you did it with the Tukva, bane if you did it without the Tukva. So why didn't they discuss it also on the first Imtim Salaimar? Now,
it's starting to feel like Zenin and Avazel Chasser all over again.
Okay, wait a second. But on the first, if on the second, there are two Imtim Seleimars. So on the second Imtim Seleimar, Rabbeinu Chananu has an extra gerus in the Gemara, which we don't have, that the Gemara is discussing Bain if it's Takva, Bain if it's Lo Takva. First, if it's Takva, then the Hegdish works. If it's Lo Takva, then the Hegdish doesn't work. So why did the Gemara discuss, according to Rabbeinu Chananu, both cases in the case of Imtim Selamar, Motsiyim Miyado?
Hush it.
Yeah, because it, yeah, what does that mean?
Because if he did grab it, he did Takfa anyways Hegdish and it doesn't work. So certainly if he doesn't do the Takfa.
In other words, the Gemara does discuss it.
The Bechlal Masayimana.
Yeah. In other words, that I think that's clear in the Rabbeinu Chananu. In other words, the way you read it is Imtim Selaimar Motsiyim Osamiyado, then Hegdisha Einim Ekudeshes in all cases. So I'm discussing both cases in one shot because in all cases.
Can I be trying to say that Rashi's arguing with that?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Yes. And I'm trying to show that that the pashas in the Sugya and he's Rabbeinu Chananu. I know, we'll get back to Rashi. But when Rabbeinu Chananu is learning that Imtim Selaimar, Motsiyim Miyado, then no matter when you're Hegdish, it doesn't work. With the Takfa, without the Takfa, Imtim Selaimar, Motsiyim, then we split whether Takfa or no Takfa. If it's Takfa, then it would be a good Hegdish. If it's low Takfa, then we have an Abai. Right, so we see clearly in Rabbeinu Chananu that he owes clearly. I think it's pretty befeirish, Rabbeinu Chananu, even though it's not befeirish, but I think it's Mugra Rabbeinu Chananu that he owes, like Avram Mack said, that he owes that if it be Takfa with the Hegdish, Imtim Selamar Takfa Motsiyim Osamiyado, then it's not Hegdish. So again, now Rashi, who says Hegdisha below Takfa, Eino Mikudeshes, Tro Ona Hegdisha Mi Takfa. So why did Rashi say below Takfa? So it sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like Pashas Rashi is arguing Rabbeinu Chananu. So it would sound like that there's some kind
that,
of.
That if you're Motsian, you would still be able to be Makdash it if you grab it?
Yes, and it's not so.
What's
crazy
the hami in such a thing?
Because I'll tell you what the hami in such a thing is. Because when the Gemara said, because you don't have the problem of Eino Brish of the Gemara's pasuk of Ish Ki Yaktish is based on Kaddish, my base of Rishuso and Afuga the Rishuso, and once you're holding it, you might not have that problem of not for a shoe. So,
I mean, again, you don't have the. I mean, I don't think anyone would say you have a problem if it's not your shoe. So, it's certainly for a shoe. So, it's only a question on the other half. I mean, like, no one would argue.
No, I'm talking about the other half. The other half is you don't have the problem of Eino Breshuso.
Well, like you have a problem of Eino Shalo. I mean, that wouldn't help.
You have a problem of Eino Shalo, but you don't have the problem of Eino Breshuso.
That's true, but you can't be Makish Dover Shino Shalo. So,
okay. So maybe Rashi holds, let's try and brainstorm, that maybe Rashi holds that we don't really know it's not his. In other words, it's a suffix. We have a Tawas. Tawas is a suffix. We don't know who owns his Tawas. We pass in Yachleiko, pass just me time, suffix. Because of Mamana Mutma suffix, Hokin, or Yachleiko, or whatever, but it's not that we really are convinced that that's the right sock. So now the guy's.
We have an Anan Sahadi.
Wait. Okay, but I don't know. But we don't know what that Anan Sahadi meant. But that's the whatever it meant. It didn't really mean Anan Sahadi because it's not there, you know.
Okay, it didn't mean Anan Sahadi. It's still pretty sure.
Okay, but it's only, but you could say it's Anan Sahadi that's the halacha, the Gabi Hilchas Mamet. But the Gabi Hilchas Isser, right? The Chaira, Parshib Shad in Rashi, is that Rashi holds that since it's still a Suffolk, We're only doing Yachleiko house, Mamana Mukhtasabe Koken, or whatever the reason of Yachleiko is. So if we're doing Yachleiko as a split, so if it's Hegdish, we should say Sabek Derais in the Chumra.
So then maybe he has to go to Hektish L'chumra, but he still owes him the half of the money for the other half. Even if he goes to Hektish because of the Misafik, he still should owe him the money for the other half because he was Makish, he caused him to lose it.
Can't be Makish anything that's not his. So if we're Machmir.
No, but on the side that it is his.
If we're Machmir that the entire thing is his.
I don't know, but in that, for the Maisa, the question, does this make any sense? In other words, we want to make us try and say, but there's a machlekes Rashi and the Rach here. There's a Rashi, what is this going to valve with? I don't want to, start throwing out the key. Does anyone know what would this revolve around? Before we get to your shot, does he have to pay? Okay, you want to know whether he has to pay. But what would this be revolved around?
Is this Vegas?
The Kujas of Vegas, Aleph, both. I think. I was out, hey. Right. In other words,
you did that earlier, right?
Like this.
Should we quote that before?
When we baskin or it gets into there's the famous Shara Yasher. When we baskin on Moitzim Mechaveh Araya, and a person wins because he's muksik, does that psak din carry over for Isser, or is that only a psak din for Mamet? Right. That's a major shy. It's probably going to be a major shy in the next Amid too. But that's a major shaita.
I didn't look into it, but I think Baruch Ber speaks about that on this step over here. Baruch Shmuel also talks about that over here.
What, on this Rashi?
On this step, whatever, with the Shabbat, how do you do with the Isra Chamer of Mammon? You have to deal with Isra and you have to deal with Mammon at the same time. So even if you want to say that get out of the Shaila of Mammon, well, Maisa, you should be Machmel, the Gabi the Isra.
I'll have to look it up out there.
Shouldn't that even be true if it's
Motsi
and Osamiyado?
What?
Shouldn't we have
the same shayla? If it's Motsi and Osamiyado, so then I would say it's a chisarin. What?
No, the Gemara's first step. Gemara's first step. Gemara said if you say Motsi and Osamiyado, then Ekdishen Mekdesh was. Why is that so posture? Maybe we should be Machmer.
Okay, and maybe it's because in a Hektish is Ainab Rishuso. That would be maybe a total pegam of Aina Brishus, so maybe that's shot. In other words, you then
because even though you're physically holding it, since we're going to take it away from you, that's not called Brishus.
No, it's in the other guy's. The other guy's holding on to half.
Yeah.
No. Actually, I grabbed it already.
Yeah. That maybe. I'm just trying to thinking out of my hat. I don't know. And maybe that's then. Maybe then for sure we would say it's Aina Brishus. But if you're in the second case, even though the talk Ekdisha, but I'll talk for, I don't know, maybe there's some svar that becomes Brishusa, but that's Achas. No.
And Tosa is going to discuss such a svar that somehow the acquiescence of the other person makes it Chashev Brishusa.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Which the Fi Rashi will see the next, further on Rashi, that might be the Shiloh of the Gemara.
Okay, I hear you. Yes. I know it's too complicated for me, but yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. We didn't do devices yet. It's very complicated.
Yeah, but Rebbe, according to this, with Rashi, it doesn't seem to be that the whole Shiloh doesn't make sense. Meaning if it's really true that normally you would take it away, you would be Motzina Samiado if he grabs it. But somehow if he grabs it, he's able to be Makdashit. So then, what's the shaila of Hekdisha below Takva if in Motzian? What's the svara there?
Because the svara is where the Gemara seems to say is that you need a ma'isa Hekdisha. And the question is, where is your Hekdisha? The suan Hekdisha of Yishki Hekdisha.
No, but what's the sad to say that the Hekdisha should work if he didn't do the tzvisa? Okay,
so Shamir says you have to look at Taisis. And Taisis says that somehow the Hodah makes it into your Rishus, which makes a Hekdish to work. He says,
so Rashi's going along with Tosfos then?
And in that regard, maybe yes. I don't know. Not everything. Doesn't have to argue with everything.
Isn't it more Pasha to read Rashi in Rashi Pshuto? Is not that Rashi's trying to argue with Rabbeinu Hanano, but Rashi's going on the Gemara. The Gemara only says two steps. So Rashi's bothered. explaining the Gemara. The Gemara has two steps, so Rashi has the same pshat as Rabbeinu Chananel, but he's squeezing it into two steps, and that's Pashas and Rashi, no?
I don't know. I don't think so, because why does Rashi have to say anything? It's mashma that if Rashi wouldn't have said anything, you would have thought Ikdisha means with Takfo. So I'm saying, so what, right? That's why Rashi's speaking, because what's motivating Rashi to speak? Because the words below Takfo, because superficially the mashmos of the Gemara is mashma, that this Ikdisha is with Takfo, because since the Gemara only later says below Takfo, so this Ikdisha means with Takfo. So Rashi is coming to Lafuke from the Pasha Mashmos of the Gemara. Pasha Mashmos of the Gemara is that the case here is Ikdisha with Takfa. And Rashi is saying, no, it's Ikdisha without Takfa. So the question is, what's motivating Rashi to be Lafuke from the Pasha Mashmos? Let Rashi say that this Ikdisha means even with Takfo, which means not only with Takfo, means all cases. Bain with, bain without, we're talking in all cases. So if Rashi agrees with Rabbeinu Chananel's din, then there's no reason. I mean, the fact that Rashi wrote the Rashi shows that he was nervous that someone would make a mistake and read it differently. Like, what would be wrong if someone would read it differently? The din and differently is a beautiful reading. It reads very beautifully that Ikdisha with Takfa, without Takfa, is Eina Mikudeshes. So we're trying to say, because Rashi held that if you would read it differently, you'll come up with the wrong halacha. Because Rashi holds that Ikdisha with Takfa is the guy, even though we paskin that Motzim Osomiyado, that's only the Gabi, the Safek Mamin, but not the Gabi, the Safek Isser. So that would seemingly revolve around that Kutras HaSfeikas and the Shari Yasher, which discuss whether when Bezdin Paskin, can you be make the Shaila that they're discussing is, if Bezdin Paskin, I'm looking up Evaraya, can you go ahead and be Mekash and Isha with that money? Does that money become your money, the Gabi Isser? Or is it only on Hagga that it's your money? But if you're Mekash and Isha, it might not be your money.
This is more of a chiddush. This is saying it's not your money, but we're still going to be able to let you be makdish it.
No, I'm saying the other way. I'm saying the
no, but this way, the way we're suggesting for Rashi is even bigger chiddush.
Excuse me, I'm flipping it from the other person. According to those people that say that Amos Aviv Araya says that you can't be makdish and isha, so then Rashi is good, because Rashi's saying, just like Amos Gavei Varaya doesn't make it totally yours, the Gavei Kedushin, so it doesn't make it totally the other person. Here, the Amos Gavei Varaya passed against you. So the Kudra of the Svekas is discussing when the Amos Gavei Varaya passed for you. And the Kudra of the Svekas is saying that when the Amos Gavei Varaya passed for you, you still cannot be Mekash and Isha, because even though, or he debates that Shaira, because even though it's a Amos Gavei Varaya, that's only a din hanhaga in Hilchus Mamin, because whatever, it's a hanhaga for Mamin. But we really don't know who it is.
That's a Chumrah, this is a Kula.
So therefore, if you say that you can't be Mekadesh and Isha, that means that a Gabi Isser, it's not really determined. So then Rashi's very good. Just like you can't be Mekash and Isha, that means the Gabi Isser, it wasn't determined who this Tawas belongs to. So then when you're Makdisha, which is a Sabbath deraisa in the Chumrah.
Tim, but it doesn't mean that I wouldn't have to pay him for the half.
Okay, we're not discussing other paying the half. We're not discussing that. That was your question, which we very cleverly decided we're not going to discuss. We're discussing whether the Kedusha is chal, not whether you have to pay him for it.
It could be misafik. You have to assume it's chal.
Okay, but that's a tremendous chiddush.
Why is that a chiddush? He still owes him the money. So who cares? That's he messed up.
Seems to say we're claiming that Rabbeinu Chananel is assuming that the Hegdish is not chal, because since it's paskin, it's not your money, so you can't be makdish something that's not yours.
Unless the Nachal is saying he's only talking about Hekdish for sure, and therefore I don't owe you the money. It's mom.
He's saying that the Hekdish isn't chow. We're not discussing of owing money. That's not the topic here.
If we're saying Hekdish is chal in Rabbeinu Chananel's world, he means is the Hekdish is chal 100%. Not mechumra, not because maybe it's yours.
Rabbeinu Chananel is saying the Hekdish is not chal. In the case of Motziyim Osa Miyado, he's saying the Hekdish is not chal.
He doesn't say it's not chal in Rashi's case, in the reverse of Rashi's case. We read
Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that in case number one of talk if imtim sedamar motziim al somiyado, then hegdish is not chal. That's how we wanted to read Rashi, the Rabbeinu Chananel. That's why
regardless of tukva or not.
Yes. So that makes sense according to those people that say that once a muktzik passed in the mamon is shaita, so the Isra Shaita follows the Mammon is Shaita. So since the Muktzik paskins Motziim Osa Miyado, so it paskins that the Mammon is belongs to the other person. So then you could be the other person can be Mekayesh and Isha, and you cannot be Makdashit because Isra follows the Mammon.
So I'm trying to Rabbeinu Chananel maybe saying that he's talking about a Hekdish for sure, whether it's certainly a Makdash. And therefore, it definitely goes to Hekdish, and I don't owe you anything. And Rashi's worried about
owing. We're talking about the Hekdish is chow.
If it's a suffix, then it could be that I owe you, we say it goes to Hekdish, but I owe you for the money.
We're in the Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel that the Hekdish is not chow. Period.
Meaning that it's not
Hekdish, it's no suffix. Meaning that you're allowed to take it and jump rope with it and eat it in the ice cream store. No, it's a Hekdish. That's what I mean. It's not a Hekdish, isn't chal. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, even though this was a suffix whether you own it, but Hekdish is vaday not chal. Why not? So the Hezbir L'Chaira is because since the Muktzik paskin Motziim Osa Miyado, so it paskin, it's not your money. Once it's paskin, it's not your money. So then it's not your money that got me money. Then it's not your money that got me Hekdish. The two things are totally zebizet. That's the Chayr of Shad Rabbeinu Chananel. If it's not yours, then you can't be Makdashit. But the Chayr, that's totally on the, that Kuntras of Svekas in the Shara Yasher there. Shara Yasher argued with the Kuntras of Svekas. But that's my recollection. Is the Kudras of Sveika says that even though we baskin on Motziim Osa Miyado, I believe he said that you cannot be Mekayesh and Isha with it. And the Shara Yasher said the fancy Svara that once on Motziim Osa Miyado baskin is yours, then ownership is determined by who gets to use it. So it's therefore, halachically, I own it.
Also, I think there's also a tumim that says like a tumim, whatever.
The tumim said the Kudras of Sveikas was working with the tumim. What happened was I don't want to get off into tangents and the pikiyas. The Kudras of Sveikas has a kasha, even though it's not his kasha. It's kind of just something with Kim Lay. And since I never know what Kimle means, so I never read his kasha. But his kasha had something to do with, in a simple way, of how can you say, why do we say, why don't we say something deraisa to chumra? Except he asked it in the case of Kimle. So he brings the Rav Shimon Shkab says, because there are three answers to that question. His question is, well, every time we say Amos Chaver Baraya, I hit Safek Gezel, and Safek Gezel, you should say Safek Derais in the Chumra. So he brings the Kudras of Sveikas brought Chachme Doreinu, say that because Muktzik is a beaver, and it's like a Chazaka Meikara, and Chazaka Meikara Paskins Safek Gezer. Kudras of Sveikas argues and says Muktzik is not a beaver, it's only an Haga. Of Altel Tianim Safik. He brings a tumim that says that there's a special Xeris Akosif that Safik Gezel, the Torah says you're allowed to be over on Safik Gezel. just like we have Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter, so Suffolk Gezel is Mutter. And the Shimon Shkab says, because once the Hanhaga says you can keep it, that Gufa makes it yours by definition. And therefore, it becomes yours. Okay. Those are the three big keys. Okay, anyway, but it would sound like, I don't want to get...
Rabbi, maybe just one of... Maybe over here, Lemaisa, maybe Rebbe was just saying this before, Lemaisa, we can't call him a Goslin to say Zelofi Shane Shalom, Zelofi Shane Mishusai. So we see over here that Mishusai, and Lagabi, right, Moitzi and Biyada is true, but Lemaisa, we have to be Moitzi Biyada, because we have to take it out of his hand. He has something in his hand that he's able to do. I can't call him a Goslin, because he was involved in that suffix. Even on the side of Moitzi Biyada, I can't say he's a Goslin. And once I can't say he's that level, that 100, he's only 99, that 99 could have, that's what Rashi says, he can hear the word Hakdisha. Maybe Rebbe was saying this before, but it's still not, he can't be called a Goslin, that's for sure. He's a Baldover here, Lemaisa.
And therefore, what are you saying, therefore the Hakdish is Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm saying, yeah, because I'm saying it's that, I'm saying because it's a 50% Suffolk. But Edson is really a 50% Suffolk who owns the money.
I'm just saying he's not the Goslin, that's all.
Could it be they're making a mistake here? Meaning,
of course it could be, I'm making a mistake.
No, I mean, I have seen things that bear this out, but it's simply speaking, if it would be Takfa, then at the very least, his chelik would be Kaddish. The half would be Kaddish. So
his half is Kaddish, no?
No, because it's not Bershuso. Pashup shot, Dalmine, the fact that there's some kind of Oduya Ode of the other party, if it's currently not their shoes to be mocked this shit.
I don't know exactly. If you're right. Who said when the Mara says that it can't be mocked, it means it can't be mocked just the whole thing, or it can't be mocked the half?
I mean, we'll have to do Tosos, but simply speaking, he can't. Simply speaking, there's no concept of his holding half. He's either.
I don't know.
Either a big hack. It's a big hack.
Either has a hold on the hole.
What's the big hack? What?
Now, I don't know. I just saw people talk about that. That's double push. That his half of mice, and we're going to hack this, or his half on. That's a big.
Okay.
Truman Sakrit discusses this.
Okay.
Whether his half becomes hackish.
Yeah,
I was assuming that his half does become Hegdish, because his half with Paskin is his, and he's holding. He's holding half.
According to Rashi, we're Kodem Shenishbu, so it's not as if we've already Paskin that they each, you know. And simply speaking, it's not Bershuso yet. He's not physical. He's not physically in possession of a half.
Well, we're not going to be Motzi that part, right?
What?
We're not going to be Motzi the other half.
But again, it has to be Bershuso. So right now, it's not Bershuso.
It's as much Bershuso as the parents in here.
We're bringing in that it's Kodem Shenishba, because Rashi said before that we're talking about Kodem Shenishba. Let me think of that, because Shamir is bringing in some good bikis that he's saying that if it's Kodem Shenishba, so we didn't, even though So really Rashi's misleading. When Rashi says Biachleiko means Yachleiko with a Shua, should have said. But you're saying that since it's Kodem Shenishba, so he's not considered holding half yet. I don't know. I don't know. What? I'm sorry?
What I'm saying here is that there's another component here. Is we're only talking about a case of Shaslach v'achar Sovach, which would mean in a case of where he was not Shaslach v'achar Sovach, where the guy was Sovach right away, it for sure wouldn't work.
Yeah, okay.
So if that's true, the fact that he's holding on to it is not necessarily relevant. It has to be holding on to it combined with Shaslach v'achar Sovach. So therefore, it's obvious that his half works, because or else there'd be nothing to talk about. Obviously, on his half, he can do it, because we're only shining on the other half, and that's what makes a difference. Because on his half, if he grabs it, even if the other guy shouts right away, he would be able to do it on his half. So we're not talking about that.
Rashi's saying that we're discussing low tukva, because if there would be tukva, then it would be, then I'm arguing, then it would be mo'el on his half. But without tukfa, then it's not mo'el at all because it's currently not.
It's an alternative to Rebbe. You're saying it's an alternative to Rebbe Shoshana.
Correct.
I hear that. Meaning that's giving another alternative to Rashi. Instead of Rashi suggesting that tukfa in the case of Shasav Achar Savach, that he would be able to makdish it, Rashi's saying, as opposed to if the guy grabbed it and he shouted right away, where he would be able to makdish his half, in this case, he wouldn't be able to makdish even his half. That makes sense. I like that.
Okay, so we have two machlokes in between two points of contention. One is, assuming he wasn't tukfa, can he be makdish his half? Right? I was assuming that he definitely could be makdish his half. Because we passed in Yachleiku, Rashi says Yachleiku. I Shemir saying there's no Shvuah. The Shvuah is only a Dinder Abanan. But basically, I would assume that we basically passed in Yachleiku, and I would think that he could be that cool that he could be Makdish. Shemir is saying he can't be Makdish without Tukva, even in his half.
And that explains why Rashi said what he said.
I'm trying to summarize. So we have one machlekes, which we are told that it's a big machlekes in the Achrayim, whether on the half that he gets without tukfa, can he be makdish it? Okay. The other question is, according to Rashi, if he would be tukfa, imtim selamar tukfa kain nefaneinu, botziyam olsam yado, what would happen? So I say that once you tukfa, you solve the problem of Eino Breshuso, then it would be, Hegdash would be Chau, because even though we're passing, we're Motzim Yodo, that's only by Mamin, but not by Yisr. Therefore, Hegdash would be Chau Misafik. And Shamir is saying that no, that for sure, Hegdash would not be Chau. The only thing is, it would be Chau on his own half. His own half, maybe it would be Chau. Okay, I hear.
So that's why Rashi says what he says in order to tell us that.
Yes. Okay, it's an interesting shaila. I think we should go out. We got another few minutes.
But then it means Rashi's not arguing with Rabbeinu Chananel.
If Shamir is right, then Rashi's not arguing with Rabbeinu Chananel. I'm not convinced that he's right. So if he's right, he's not arguing.
I'm not convinced either.
Okay.
I like former.
All right. Anyway, let us continue. So the Gemara says, "Imtim sila Rashi again. Ikdisha bila below takfa. Imtim dar shem and ifshok tovasim am yado biakleiku. Ikdisha below takfa ainam bekudeshes. Dilo olim ikdisha mi takfa." So, to me, I don't know that that's a little funny lashon because. According to the way Taivis is learning, we're talking here with Shasak Bakar Gaksava. And the whole reason why it would be good, that the only Havamina would be good is because of the Shtika Goda. The reason why it's no good is because we don't say Shtika Goda, because you can say the Holkosini Rabbana. So what's Rashi bringing in Olim Ekdisha Mitakfa? How in the world would Ekdisha be, like who would ever say that Ekdisha is Olim Mitakfa? In other words, let me just say it clearly.
The modern Kedushin.
Let me say it clearly. In other words, without Taisus, see that there's two different ways of learning this sugya. Taisus is the conservative shot. Taisus is trying to keep this sugya connected to the last sugya. The last sugya was only with Shasak Bakar Kaksavach. So Taivis wants this sugya also be Shasak Bakar Kaksavach. That makes sense. The flow of the Gemara. It seems from later in the Gemara that's not true. So Taivis has a way of getting out of it. But the simple reading of the Gemara is later that we're not this that we're forgetting about, we're not, the Suffolk is not predicated on the Shtika Goda. The Suffolk is predicated on the Din Muksik. In other words, the simple Pshat of the Gemara later is that the Gemara really is entertaining a whole new side here. That even though originally the Gemara assumed that the grabbing is worthless, and the only reason why grabbing might have some value is because of the shtika goes up. But the Gemara, at least later, seems to have inside that grabbing in itself has some value. Because listen, there's a subject who owns it. So if you grab it, you get it. Why can't you get it? No, we don't know who that is. So whoever holds it gets to keep it. So if you learn that type of shot in the Gemara, that somehow or another, the Gemara just made some kind of radical switch and is now in the realm of discussing, do you win because you're muksik? So Rashi's Lashon reads a little bit nicer. The hektisha does not make you more muksik than the takfa. You might have a havamina that a hektisha is a higher form of grabbing than a takfa because it's you're grabbing it halachically, not just physically. He says, no, so adam hektishmi takfa. But if the whole avoy is with right before, even takfa causes a person to have to protest. The only reason why it wasn't a good odah because of chazila rabbanan. So what is the question of oven? If the guy's relying on chazila rabbanan, it wouldn't make a difference how oven it is. No,
theoretically, the transfer of the object to the rishus of hektish may, in and of itself, be strong than tekifa.
But the guy, the reason why the Gemara said before, the reason why he wasn't protest. Is because he says a chazini rabbanan. If you wouldn't have this far of a chazini rabbanan, it would be a shtika galda. Terence says he doesn't protest because chazini rabbanan. So just because a guy grabs it through a hegdish, you also have the exact same far of a chazini rabbanan.
Well, so, again, if we're suggesting,
and the words edamai, there's some reason that hegdish gets on your nerves more, that would be called alim. It's not Adam. Adam is a stronger. It's not a stronger. The question, and if you're learning the simple Pshat in the Gemara, the question is psychologically. We say by when you grab it, the person doesn't protest because of Chazini Rabban. Does the same psychology apply when you're Makdish it? You have the scar of a Chazini Rabban. So you wouldn't say low Adam. You would say it's low. There's no difference in psychology. The same psychology that a person feels a chazini rabbanan applies when you're a makdish too. Rashi saying that all of them sounds like he's working with the other system. It definitely sounds that way. That you're coming to win because you're muksik. So now we say tfisa is not as strong enough kayach to win. So maybe this is all of them. This is a stronger muksik. This is a halachic holding. Halachic holding might be stronger than physical holding. So then they say, no, lo olam, this is not any stronger. It just reads much nicer. We'll have to see. We'll have to see if we get to the Gemara and Amud Beis. But even right here, in the way Tosfos rips the Gemara, it's a little bit hard in Rashi. No?
But say, isn't Tosfos talking about the case where tfisah does work?
The Gemara, according to Tosfos, both that we're talking here, this Gemara is talking about a shasak vakar katsava.
Right.
Both cases. So now we're saying shasak vakar katsava by the case of imtim selaymar by tfisah doesn't work, and imtim selaymar does work. So on the side that tfisah doesn't work, and the shazak rakak tzavak doesn't work, is because of chazina rabbanan. So what would be the havamina? Well, but maybe hegdish is adam. What does adam have to do with anything? The reason why the guy didn't protest is because of chazina rabbanan. So I think Rashi is saying a funny thing.
I thought it was that it's adam is pshat that now it's harder. It's like a shlish comes along because now if Taka Hektish is stronger power, now he has to prove, if the halach is a much more of a raya, he has to prove a much more from Hektish. Because he has to prove that side from a higher proof.
On Bezin. He's relying on business. There's a psychology. There's a psychology.
No, no, no. But he has to prove that now. Before we say it's a soft fake, maybe he's relying on business, right? But now he has to.
It's maybe, but we assume he's relying on business. That's why there's no Shtika Golda.
So against
so now,
the
person. So now we're saying also he's relying on Bezdin. So what do you mean? You and I have a Mina. He doesn't rely on Bezdin. So it's not because of Adam.
He has to bring more proof that he's relying on Bezdin. More proof. If it's a higher, stronger tekifa, it's a stronger proof to be mighty from that side. That's all I'm saying. If it's a stronger, if Hegdish two eyes stronger, then you need stronger for the other side. That's all. The proof that he was that he's relying on Bezdin has to be stronger. No.
I don't know. I don't know. The I don't know. The proof that I've been.
Rebbe, just one question, a little bit unclear about. If we would learn like Rebbe, that Rebbe's first sod, that really, as far as Isser is concerned, as far as Isser is.
Let me just do that. Okay. I'm not sure. Maybe he's saying there's all of them that you need a stronger. I was saying you need stronger. You're saying that maybe that you need a stronger proof. I don't know. Okay, let me think about it. Okay, what? I'm sorry, what?
I'm just a little, you're just trying to get clear. If we would presume like Rebbe's first sod, that really mitzad iser, we do have to be hoshish for hektish.
If only if he grabs it.
Why? For what reason only if he grabs it? Even if he
otherwise, it wouldn't be in the shuso.
No, as far as his own chilek, we would.
1 second, only if he grabs it and the other guy would
have to be hektish. Yes, 1 second. Yes.
So as far as your own. I guess that remains distinct. I mean, your own half is whatever. There's some half within the tallest, and you have to, I guess, split the money with hektish. That's what would happen.
Yes. Okay, fine. Okay. Tomorrow, I think what we should do is we just have to keep on reading this Gemara. Because the Gemara gets more and more ambiguous as we keep on reading. If you get a chance, please look very quickly through Taivis Hekdisha, because Taivis Hekdisha explains how Taivis sets up the Gemara. I suspect that Rashi doesn't agree with Taivis, but you know, but it just we have to have a you know, something to contrast Rashi to. So it pays to be familiar. At least superficially, how Taivis read the Gemara, so we can contrast Rashi too. If you don't get a chance, we'll say it outside. But I don't want to do Taivis Hekdisha. I want to go through the Gemara with Rashi. But it's easier in the conversation if we know how Taivis learns it, so we can contrast Rashi to Taivis. Okay, so we're going to go weiter and we'll try and read. I don't know how far we'll get, but at least to Rav Hamnuna's Raya. That's really the hard part. The hard part is when Rav Hamnuna brought a raya from Sabek Bechor. That's when things stop making any sense.
Just Rebbe, one quick, I know Rebbe wants to go. Just how come Rebbe didn't say, according to all the people, I thought we read the whole Gemara that Rav Nachman brought the braisa that we paskened already. Yeah, might have a raya to those shitas. What does the Gemara mean? In Tim Salimah.
Well, we didn't pass in the shadow. It was just an
appointment. We saw the tour. They passed him.
No, the tour said it was an appointment. No, ifshita.
We had other sheets that said no. It was passing. Everybody held. It was a void of ifshita.
Okay. What they, yes.
Oh, everybody held that.
I think so. I think that's the rush said.
Okay.
Fine. Okay. Yishikayach, everyone.
Okay.
Night.
Rebbe.
Yes.
Yeah, we're bringing this year to Chicago. I'm in Chicago right now.
You're in Chicago. I was wondering where you were. You look to know. Yeah. You're in a different location.
Yeah, I'm in a car.